Welcome to Purifying Truths with A-Star. Today, I have the pleasure of presenting to some and introducing to others, you, Warney. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Amelia. How are you today?
Oh, I am well. So excited to have you on the show. For those of you that don't know, you, Warney, is a CEO of the Great Gale LLC. He's a writer and an illustrator, and he has a series called Bold Saga. Amazing series. Amazing, amazing, amazing. He has 10 years experience with graphic design, and he has created and self-published. He's inspiring and empowering the next generation. He is pouring into our children, our kings and queens, and letting them see themselves in print. We no longer only have comics that are of other races. We can see ourselves, our color, our hair, everything in print, right on page. And the stories actually inspire our youth and empower them, letting them know that they too can do whatever it is that they can dream to do. Once again, welcome to Purifying Truths. We'll go ahead and jump right in. Tell us, please, when did you know you were creative?
Awesome. Well, I knew I was creative when I was younger. I was into mazes and creating art that way, as well as Dragon Ball Z. But I truly came into the realization when I was in Antigua, because I used to live in New York, but I moved to the Caribbean, Antigua, when I was 11. And what happened is an earthquake hit my grandparents' house the same day I stepped into the house when we moved there. It knocked out the satellite, which had access to 1,000 channels, and everything in the house was from like the 70s or before. So there was like no access to like modern entertainment. There was no access to TV. So I knew I was creative when I tapped into my imagination, and I would just create stories, I would read books, I would play games, I would just do things that were imagination-based, because that was all that I had, because there was no entertainment from the outside, so I had to, God gave me the inspiration and the creativity from within to keep going.
Wow, what a story. Now, I understand that this would have been tragic for some, but you turned it around and made it a positive. And so that's when you found out that that hidden gift was there. Now tell us, where does your inspiration come from?
First inspiration has to be God, because when you look at nature and creativity of what God is and what he's done, all of that has been inspiring and encouraging to me. And when I look at it from a human perspective, one of my top inspirations is One Piece, mainly because the story, when it was created, a lot of it has like Caribbean themes in it. When you look at it, you can see characters with straw hats. They wear like sandals. They're not like your typical like superheroes or things like that. And I lived in the Caribbean when I got into the series. So I was like, if someone can make something like this, that's like, it has islands and it's hot, like Caribbean looking weather, I would like to do something like this one day in a different style, but something that's just inspiring.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. It's just amazing. As I'm looking through your book that I've downloaded, your first book, and I have shared that with my children, and I bought it to say it's for my kids, but I think I enjoy it more than they do. Please tell me, you know, as being a African-American male, Black male, however you categorize it to make it politically correct, have you found anything that hinders you or have hindered you in the past just because of your skin color?
Definitely. Well, the first example I can find of that would be creating this Afrofuturism manga, Bold Saga. Just recently, I've had people tell me that it's political to have Black people as the main characters of manga. You know, why are you doing that? You're just race baiting. I've heard people tell me that you have to be in Japan to make a manga, so it's just a comic. It's nonsense. They've cursed me out. But I laugh, because if you try and say that only Japanese people can make manga, then you have to take out hip-hop out of manga. You'd have to take out music out of manga. You have to take out all the African influences. And then you'd have to also say only people that are born in the Bronx can make hip-hop, and therefore Japanese people can't make hip-hop. no one else can make hip hop. So we have to get out of this whole stereotypical mentality that only people from a specific region can make art or creativity. This creativity is from God. So literally, we have that ability within us. It's time to just go out and create.
Indeed, we do have that creativity, and that's no matter what color we are or what sex we are. And I just love the way that you put it all on paper. You know, I remember growing up, obviously, as a Black female, and all I wanted was a Barbie, you know, but none of them looked like me. I got Barbies, but, you know, their hair was so straight. And, you know, I just wanted that Barbie to feel a little bit of that tension I was feeling when I was getting my hair done as I was doing her hair. And that's what I am reminded of when I look at, you know, the beautiful graphics and how you just bring it to life. You can actually put yourself on the page. And that's what inspires many of our youth. And definitely, hats off, kudos, thank you for sharing your gift.
Thank you.
Now, do you find that being a male, a Black male, benefits or hinders your business?
That's a great question. I would feel that it benefits me because a lot of what I do is about celebrating Black excellence, is about celebrating Black culture. So I take what that is and who I am and just authentically replicate it in my work, because from a cultural perspective, Black people have Black excellence from all the way back to Egypt and even before that into Bible times, even to today. We've always been a people that have been creating greatness. So I feel that as a Black male, and having that Black privilege of there's so much greatness that has come before you, you now have to continue it. I believe it benefits me.
Indeed, indeed. You know, when I look at other genres and things of that nature, and even the story that you tell, I wonder, why did you choose this way to tell your story, to share your gift?
Awesome. Well, the reason why I chose this way to share my gift is because originally I was planning on another creative work, but after 4 years of failures, like, it didn't work out. So I just decided to listen to God and switch up the story and create a manga instead. The reason why I went to make a manga instead of a superhero genre or instead of some other type of comic is that trending wise, I mean, it's been something I've loved all my life. I've been reading manga all my life and I've been learning how to draw manga. Maxed out my library card twice at like 95 items on how to learn to draw this. So that was the first thing. I love manga because it's more about cultures than superheroes. You could be a gardener. You could be a high school student. You could be a shop owner. You could be anything you want to be and live your life. That's one aspect. And another reason I chose manga, it's one of the only series I can find where you see cultures represented. Like in manga, you'll see when they eat ramen, you'll see when they eat takoyaki, you'll see when they eat their cultural food, you'll see when they wear their cultural garments, all these types of things. And I've seen that they'll even speak the cultural languages. Even though manga is in Japanese, you'll see characters that speak French, Spanish, Russian, Japanese. There's so many different cultural languages in it. But then they don't focus or even show any type of like African representation. It's so far and few between. So I was like, if I've been a fan of this all my life and you've continuously not shown me properly, or when you do show me, it's from a marginalized point of view, then why would I continue to just let this be? I don't want to comment on a social media post. I want to do something about it. So that's why I wanted to create it, to empower it. Because it's gotten to the point where people say, huh, if you're Black, anime is a perfect world. So why are there Black people in it? Some people think Black people are roaches when they make their mangas. It's gone to the point where people are saying that, for example, Hinata is a major character in a series called Naruto. There are some people that say Hinata isn't Black, so why would you dress up and cosplay as her being a Black woman? You can't do that. So they did it anyway. So I just got tired of hearing all of this types of negativity, and I just decided it would be great if our young kings and queens can see characters that look like them. You know, from Masego to Mbali, to Ashanti, to Shani, to Boy Pelo, just seeing characters that look like them from their skin tones. You know, you see a gamut of colors, from light skin to dark skin, the textures of their hair, their languages of Xhosa, Khoi, Zulu, even Antiguan dialect, you know, because there's Caribbean representation in this series as well. We wanted to actually celebrate African culture as well as African diaspora. So you don't have to just look at these series and try and fit yourself into them. You can find yourself at home in a story like this.
Indeed you can. And I love how you intertwined with culture, you know, that you didn't put us as brown and black people in a Japanese world, but you allowed us to still be us in our environment so that we can relate. Amazing, amazing. What a gift to have. Now, as you have overcome some challenges that you've talked about, there's surely some others that want to do what you're doing that are inspired by you. What advice would you give them in maybe starting or evolving or even sharing their work?
Okay. Well, the information and advice I would give you is knowledge is the new money, get you some, like Dr. Eric Thomas says. And that's so true, because when you have knowledge, it's a type of informational currency. Like when I made my story, it was over 2 years of like work research. So it takes time so you truly understand your subject matter. That way, when you present it, you're not presenting it as something someone else has done. In addition, I would highly recommend doing a trademark search when you're creating the name of your story, doing research to make sure whatever you're creating doesn't already exist, so you run into some type of copyright infringement or things like that. So research and knowledge and wisdom, that's the first thing. Second thing I would recommend is make something cool. I mean, so many times we want to make superheroes, like what we've seen already on TV or what we've read in manga. But when you make something cool, what you're doing is you're taking time to understand what it is that you're trying to tell, the story that you're trying to tell, and basically get it out there. Because as Jordan Peele says, story is the greatest catalyst for change. And when you have a compelling story that goes beyond what people are visually seeing or even what they're reading, it resonates with their soul. It even resonates with their brainwaves. So again, make something cool. Lastly, I would say continue to keep moving forward. There are going to be peaks. There are going to be valleys. There are going to be times when it's boring and dull and you want to quit. But keep going, because the reward is worth all of the time, the pain. If you're going through pain, get a reward from it, like Dr. Eric Thomas says. So keep going, you know, make something cool and have that knowledge is new money mentality.
Amazing. I absolutely love it. Knowledge is the new money. Indeed, it's worth more because you can give it and give it and give it and never run out.
Exactly.
Love it. Love it. And so let's talk a little bit about your brand and why you chose this particular niche. Like, tell us about it.
All right. Well, the Great Gale brand, when it was first created, it was all about the second wind. And for those who are familiar or don't know what it is, it's basically when you're running or when you're going through life and you feel tired, you feel exhausted, and you physically can't go anymore. The second wind is that energy that comes within that gives you the energy, that force to keep moving forward to reach your goals, which is why I call the business Great Gale and not just Second Wind, because those already exist. But no one really focuses on Great Gale, the name. So that's why I wanted to do that. In addition to that, the brand has really always been about motivating and encouraging and empowering people. Because although I am a graphic designer, there are so many other graphic designers, but not many have a graphic design brand or a brand that's more than just graphic design and encompasses more. So I've done motivation, 60 episodes of Daily E. I have a podcast myself called Elevate with E Podcast. I do motivational merch with the Great Gale Shayflow, graphic design. And I took all of that and then I combined it into Bold Saga. So Bold Saga is just a summation of all the motivational posts and all the other motivation I've done in the past and put it right into the story. So it's something that you can feel. Because I don't want to just be another brand which just has pretty images or things that are trendy or catchy. I want to be a brand that's remembered, a brand that has something meaningful to it. So when you wear the clothes, when you read the books, get any type of work from us, it's always about providing 120% excellence and providing high quality, high value, and empowering and encouraging and inspiring.
Absolutely. I can testify to your brand, nothing but excellence. Understanding that this is what you do in the public, but also as a graphic designer, share a little bit about what else you do besides your own merchandise, please.
Okay. Well, in addition to graphic design and merchandise, what I've also done is music. And that's why on the Kickstarter I even have for Bold Saga, there's a song called Hakuna Mipaka, which means no limits or no boundaries in Swahili. Back in the day when my stage name is Vanquish, I used to every Friday, do freestyle Fridays to encourage people and take the motivational things from Daily E and put it into the freestyle Fridays. So that's something I've done in the past, but I switched gears so I could focus on Bold Saga because I stopped 2 years ago. But now I'm getting more into that because I feel hip hop is something, it's the number one format of music purchase today. But as anyone can listen to it, you can tell what's on the radio is not something that either you want to listen to, your kids want to listen to. It's not something that's always uplifting and inspiring. You have to search online. So I wanted to add a positive, impact with the music that I make to uplift people. Because one song listened over and over, that can change minds, lives, mindsets. So that's what I wanted to do. And that's what I have been doing.
Absolutely. It's been said that we're to protect our ear gate and be careful of what we let in. And you're so true that when you listen to something, when you hear it over and over, it changes your way of thinking, your mindset. And so why not listen to something positive? Now,
Exactly.
you've said several times during the interview and many times as, we've been following you, we hear black excellence, black excellence. So, being politically correct in this society that we're in, that's like compared to Black Lives Matter. Black is everybody, everybody excellent. Why do you have to put the word black in it? And some find it offensive. Please address that.
Okay. I feel it's so funny how people can find it's offensive when you celebrate a culture, but then if it's another culture being celebrated, you don't say anything. For example, in the manga and anime industry, a lot of the characters and how they're drawn, it's appealing to a European or a Western audience, but yet no one says, Japanese lives matter or anything like that. It's so strange that when you would want to celebrate people who are always mocked, ridiculed, or marginalized, somehow you're being political. I think the problem is that you're doing a paradigm shift and people don't want to see that. They're okay with the status quo. So basically, it's cognitive dissonance. Like they are like, oh my gosh, I can't see it like that. It's got to be this way because it's always been this way. But at the end of the day, we need that type of change. So some people can call it political. I've had people even last week on an Instagram live I had say I'm being political and everything. But the irony is, I think it's beyond politics. It's beyond being divisive. It's a beyond diversity situation. What we're at is a situation of representation. Because honestly, what you see is what you're going to be. And if young kings and queens can't see characters, stories, and culture that's reflecting and honoring them, then they're always going to want to seek out and go after what already is cool, go after what already is out there. So if they don't see themselves reflected in it, they'll have to, draw themselves in a style or draw themselves into stories or make fan fictions or things like that. I want to change the narrative to, as I've mentioned before on different posts and different things as well, rewrite the narrative because the narrative has always been that if it's black, somehow it's lackluster. If it's black, there's poverty. There's ghetto mentalities, there's lack, the parents aren't in the lives, some type of tragedy. No, this story is different. It's about black excellence, black love, black history. So we're trying to change the game, rewrite the narrative, and show our young kings and queens it's cool to be black. We can see and celebrate everyone else's culture, but it's cool to be yourself. And it's cool to be smart too. That's another thing I want to put in this story as well.
I love that you're rewriting the narrative, and I think that's so beneficial, not only to our youth, but to us. It's interesting how, many of us don't even know what the hood is. But yet when we go into wherever, the local, whatever, we're already looked at twice because of our skin color, where, that's as foreign to us as it is to you. And I love the way
Exactly.
that you break it down that, you know what, we have A, B, and C too. We're not beneath. I believe that there's a scripture that states that, we're above and not beneath. It did not say a certain race or a certain skin color or a certain culture. So indeed, you are bringing excellent out of us, excellence out of us. And I just appreciate how you are inspiring all, not just the youth, all.
Definitely. I agree, because I was even in the live, and basically there was a viewer and they were saying, I'm white and I love Bold Saga. I love the Black Angel. I love how she's so beautiful. You know, when you look at her facial features and everything and how her clothes look, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Black people, it's other ethnicities as well, because you're right. It's all about showcasing that amazingness. Because the best part about when you have a story that authentically celebrates the culture, it goes beyond the lines of just the culture, and it then becomes a universal story. A story mm-hmm. about underdogs rising. A story about having faith in the midst of adversity. A story about, you know, holding on to a dream. You know, like Langston Hughes says, hold on to a dream. For if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that can't fly. It's time to elevate. So this is what these stories are for.
Yes. And you bring that to light. And I love that it's not just, quote unquote, a Black thing. It is a everybody thing. And it can inspire all of us. But it especially hits home when you see someone on the page that looks like you. I think that society has just, like you said, been the same way for so long that we're used to flipping through a magazine and not seeing anything that represents us. And this changes the story. So as Bold Saga inspires youth and it portrays them as kings and queens, was this a deliberate history lesson? Because, you know, most of the time they're not reading books and they don't like history. Or was it just something that you loved so you wanted to share?
It was a deliberate choice, because chapter one of Bold Saga was originally supposed to be released within 90 days for a challenge I was taking to write the book. But what I realized was this goes so much deeper. I didn't want to just have Bold Saga and Masego's in like a city area or just the area with his hood or something like that. I wanted to go back, which is why every chapter of Bold Saga comes with educational pages, because I want you to be entertained and educated. There's actual African empires that this story is based off of, and I wanted it to be, when you see the characters like Shaka Zulu, Akon said it, you know, we've got Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, all these heroes. Shaka Zulu should be a superhero, and I agree. So I was like, put Shaka Zulu on the first page. You know, I wanted, you know, our young kings and queens to actually see something about African mythology. So I put in Anansi. We hear about Thor, we hear about Loki, and all these other heroes and mythological characters, they don't really showcase Black characters often. So I put Anansi in. And this is just the beginning, because I intentionally want to show our young kings and queens from a historical point. You have made so much from your lineage, so much amazing things that have been added to this world. And not just that, from a mythological point as well, which is even fewer seen. You have so much. There's literally so much out there. So I wanted to give them that, because at the end of the day, you're right, not everyone's going to want to pick up a history book. They may not want to just sit through a TED talk about history or things like that. But if you can make it relatable, enjoyable, and a fun experience, where they'll be talking about, you know, adinkras, which are like aphorisms about African truth in one panel, and then in another panel they say stop capping, and in another panel they're like Wagwan boss. That's like so many different cultures, mm-hmm. but it's still African culture nonetheless. And you're showcasing the different facets of it to show we're not just, you know, one-dimensional. We're multidimensional people, and we have so much to offer.
Right, right. I tell you, it's amazing how you are gifted and actually educate and entertain at the same time. And not just the stereotypical history lesson. You know, you're teaching all of us things that I know I didn't know, things that aren't taught in history books, things that you have to actually search out. You know, I don't hear this in my everyday life. And I'm just so grateful to you for bringing it to the forefront and allowing us to be able to have it public to share with our children. And that's just a blessing. Absolutely. The way that you share your talents and your gifts is a true blessing. Yes, you are inspiring. Yes, you are empowering. And I hope that you continue many, 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 many years. And I hope that you will share with us what's next.
All right. Well, what's next? Now that we already have Bold Saga Chapter 1 and 2, our Kickstarter was funded in 94 minutes, and we've already been able to hit the stretch goals of $1,000 so we can donate $200 back to the Boys and Girls Club, some of the first people that invested into Bold Saga. We've hit $1,700, so we're able to get funding for production of Chapter 5 and 6. And now that we have 2,061, we are now able to do color editions of Bold Saga. And it's so great because Bold Saga looks amazing in black and white. Wait till you see the actual colors of the actual skin, the melanin, and how it's going to look amazing. The backgrounds, oh my gosh. It's going to be just an entirely phenomenal experience all over again. And what we're doing is that as we hit from 2,000 all the way to 4,000, we're going to do color editions of Chapter 1 through 4. And it brings me to the next goal that we want for the Bold Saga brand, to be able to have a motion comic. So, Amelia, what will happen is Bold Saga will have like an intro song, an ending song. There'll be voice acting. There'll be like original soundtracks in it, so you hear music. All of that is going to give it a fantastical and just an unforgettable experience, because what we ultimately want to do is have Bold Saga animated. But one animated episode costs anywhere from $75,000 to $88,000 to $100,000 per episode. So what we're doing is we're building the brand and showing just how incredible this series is. And as the audience grows, we'll be able to secure that funding so that the young kings and queens don't just get to read Bold Saga. They can watch it. They can listen to it. They can hear and see just how incredible this series is for them.
You know, that's going to be amazing, amazing. What I love, I think, the most that you've said is that you gave back. You gave back to the Boys and Girls Club, and they had invested in you. And that's what community is all about. You know, as you're inspiring, it's so very important to give back, not just of your talent, which you're doing a phenomenal job with, but you actually gave back to the Boys and Girls Club. That says something.
I definitely agree.
That says a lot. Now, I heard what you said, and I was hoping you were going to say there was going to be some action figures, but that's not in the, that's not in the plan.
We're working on that. It's just that we have to first secure the funding for that, because I was at VirtuousCon earlier this year, and this young king was like, oh my gosh, you do all this, the art, the work, but where are the toys, though? Where are the toys? Yes. Kids want the toys. That's one of the goals that we're working on. We're just looking for the right person to create the toys and the action figures, because like that is like a lot. Remember one time I looked it up, not just the cost, but it's like the connections and making sure it's done properly. So what we can do is, as the Kickstarter shows, there are tiers that we have listed and tiers that we don't have listed. They're just question marks. So action figures will be one of them. And what we will do is, as the brand grows, we will definitely add that, because I feel that is a need. Not even a want, that's a need. Because it'll be great. Like having a young queen holding, like, for example, a Shawnee action figure. And you can see the texture of her hair and been holding it and seeing like, oh my gosh, like this hair is actually like has a coarseness to it. It looks real. The skin, the facial features, because you've read the book, so you know what I'm talking about. But how they look in the book is how actual black people look. We didn't just try and like mock or like do some type of simple drawing. Like the facial features from the nose to the lips to the eyes, that's what actual black people look like, because we wanted to actually represent them with authenticity. So when they have the action figure, it will just continue that legacy of just authentic greatness.
Oh my goodness. I cannot wait. Let me tell you, I want the first one. I want the option to buy the first one. My daughter wants the first one.
I will definitely remember that, Amelia.
Yes. Now, you've explained what you do and why you do it. If you have one thing that you would like the listeners to take away from this podcast, one thing that you want them to gain from your work and what you're doing, what would that be?
The one thing I would want to tell the listeners is that this story was not just written just for like fantasy or just to entertain you as well. Parts and a lot of the story actually deal with my life, because Bold Saga, the Bold is actually an acronym for Brave Onwards, Limit Destroyer. So I've had many challenges in my life. You know, even finishing Bold Saga Chapter 1, It released last year during COVID, and as I was 90% finished, my grandfather passed away, and I had to go back to the Caribbean, work on his funeral, like programs and like banners and everything, and still work on this series. So this is not just from someone who just, you know, crystal stare and everything is good. I have been through hell and all types of challenges, but the bold, brave, onwards, limit destroyer is a mentality that's helped me. And I hope and pray that when you read this book, when you experience this series, it touches you the same way to encourage you that no matter the limits, destroy them, overcome them, and elevate into who God's called you to be.
Yes, yes, that's so very important, the actual message. Certainly, we're sorry to hear about your loss of your grandfather. I do thank you so much for sharing with us. Tell us, how can the audience connect with you?
The audience can connect with me. You can follow me at Great Gale Co, GreatGaleCo. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Clubhouse, and Fanbase. And if you want to get Bold Saga Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, they're both available on Amazon as well as Payhip. So payhip.com/Great Gale. Both G's are uppercase. In addition to that, we have a Kickstarter going on right now. So if you are interested in supporting this movement, if you're interested in empowering the young kings and queens, please check it out. You can go to Instagram, link in the bio, you'll find it there, or just type in Bold Saga Kickstarter as well. And one other thing I want to say is, even though all of the tragedy happened last year, I wanted the story to begin with the quote that my grandfather told me, "Days may be dark, but still don't give up."
Days may be dark, but still don't give up. How inspiring. For us all, that's something we can all take away from your grandfather. Once again, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
As far as Kickstarter, I hear you saying it, and I know that until I talk with you, I had no idea what that means. Would you just explain a little bit so that people know what you're speaking of?
Okay. Well, Kickstarter is a form of crowdfunding, not equity funding, but crowdfunding. So for Bold Saga, what it would mean is that the community can come together and support in whatever way they can, from a dollar, or we have tiers from a dollar, all the way up to 500. And what happens as you support this campaign, you're able to get things back. So at $1, you can get a thank you from me, as well as being added to the credits. It goes up to like $5 and $10. You can get digital versions of Bold Saga. We have stickers that are perks. We have rewards that include t-shirts. We have notebooks that say, you know, walking into my purpose with Masego on it. And then you have Shawnee on one of them, and it has fighting for my dreams. You can actually be or see a young king and queen as a cameo, so you can see them in Bold Saga being part of the universe. That's the $200 tier, so you can have their likeness drawn in the series. And at the $500 tier, you can become a major character with the creator's approval, so you can see your likeness added into the series as a recurring character. So two of those have already been taken. There's only three left, and there's just, it's so much. There's so much value in this, like from cover to cover, from top to bottom. It's just all about empowering and encouraging our young kings and queens, but also as you support, you're able to get amazing perks back and amazing rewards as well.
Wonderful. There you have it. There you have it. Today would be a good day to log on and check out the Kickstarter. I definitely am going to be doing so. Thank you so much for sharing, Yuwarni. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anybody you'd like to thank?
I would like to thank first of all, God for even waking me up this morning, starting me on my day, and for this opportunity and this grace to be able to create this series, because I illustrate, self-published, and have been working on this with my wife as well. But I would just like to thank God first. I'd like to thank my wife, because she's been instrumental in helping me get this series out. My family, definitely, and my best friend, Deshaun Bain. But in addition to that, I'd also like to thank our Black Sands Entertainment. Their 90-day book challenge is what helped me write Bold Saga better than I would have before. Because although I draw and although I write, that challenge helped me get more of a structure. So definitely them.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to be on Purifying Truths. It has truly been a pleasure.
Thank you again, Amelia, and have an awesome day.
You do the same. Thank you so much for tuning in to Purifying Truths with A-Star. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for exciting new guests who illuminate the world in various facets of life. Connect with A-Star on Facebook and Instagram at Facets of A-Star. Also, you can reach A-Star www.facetsofastar.com. Shine bright.